It's all ahead after the news, 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Big Screen Store. The Washington area is under a winter weather advisory overnight tonight, starting at midnight. Forecasters say we could get some snow, some freezing rain, some sleet, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Jeff Marr.
We'll probably see it start as snow and sleet, but with the warm air aloft eventually by early tomorrow morning, a transition to freezing rain and sleet before we change to all rain tomorrow afternoon. And that's the time frame that we have that winter weather advisory in effect.
Jeff's complete forecast is just ahead. The post-election cooperative rapport between Barack Obama and Donald Trump is being tested as the White House takes a firm stance on hacking by Russia during the presidential election.
We need to take action, and we will.
President Obama vowing action against Russia over its election-related hacking. Obama's statement coming after an intelligence assessment suggesting Vladimir Putin himself was involved, according to a source familiar with the matter. Donald Trump tweeting Thursday in part, "Why did they only complain after Hillary lost?" White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest noting that the Obama administration did raise concerns about the issue in October.
It benefited the Trump campaign, and it hurt the Clinton campaign.
Trump slamming Earnest later at a rally.
Although this foolish guy, Josh Earnest, he is so bad.
I'm Reed Binion.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is set today to lay out his proposed amendments to the state's two-year budget. The governor will address a joint meeting of the General Assembly's money committees in a few hours. McAuliffe announced a $1.5 billion budget shortfall over the summer. A milestone has been reached by the D.C. Police Department. All uniformed patrol officers are now wearing body cameras.
It has taken about 2 years, but the goal has been reached of having 2,600 uniformed patrol officers equipped with a camera on their collar. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the move has improved community relations.
Because our communities trust you, and trust you, Chief, and trust the work that you've done, when there is a crime, people will talk to you. They're going to help you solve it. They're going to help detectives close cases.
Interim Police Chief Peter Newsham says crimes are down in the district about 8% for the year. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Prince George's County Executive Jack Johnson is out of prison. Johnson's now at a halfway house in Howard County after serving about 5 years of a seven-year federal sentence for taking bribes. A federal grand jury has indicted a former Metro Transit police officer on charges of trying to help ISIS. 37-year-old Nicholas Young is also charged with obstruction of justice. A state delegate from Montgomery County wants to require the county's public schools to teach students about affirmative consent.
This legislation is very simple. It would just require that Montgomery County schools teach affirmative consent in their sex ed curriculum in 7th and 10th grade.
Maryland State Delegate Ariana Kelly says it's important for students to know that yes means yes and no means no when it comes to sexual activity.
It's not a gray area. You're not trying to coerce someone into it.
Delegate Kelly says she got the idea after conversations with her own 7th grade daughter. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A judge has ordered a school in Texas to put back a Christmas decoration that school officials had ordered removed.
The Killeen Independent School District voted to take down a picture of Linus and a quote from A Charlie Brown Christmas. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed for a restraining order, and a judge has now ordered the picture put back up. The judge said the decoration should have the line Ms. Shannon's Christmas message added. The judge says that line would take away any perception that the district is endorsing a religion. Alan Skaya, Dallas.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,852. The Nasdaq at 54.57. Sports, the Seahawks clinch an NFC division title with a Thursday night win over the Rams. College basketball, GW wins. The Wizards host Detroit tonight. The Caps are in Carolina. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now trending.
Fed raised rates.
Quarter of a percentage point.
We expect the economy will continue to perform well.
Now trending.
President-elect Trump assembled a cabinet that is amazing.
Governor Rick Perry will lead the Department of Energy.
Now trending
on WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store, when you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Great time to get going across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge. I'm not seeing any delays. In fact, the beltway's in great shape. 270, just a brief tap on the brakes as you head past Hyattstown. That's approaching and passing the exit for 109. Still good out of Frederick and down past Urbana. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, crews have cleared the incident that was northbound between 32 and 175, but now they're dealing with the crash. It's over near BWI in the southbound direction, just as you pass I-195, so keep alert. Definitely seeing those brake lights on the southbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, south of I-195. George Washington Parkway, you are in good shape. Nothing reported for you. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering the comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womenshearts. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold with increasing clouds on this Friday. The high should reach 32. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 12 in Manassas, 16 in Waldorf, 18 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. A Jeopardy contestant keeps her winning streak going after her death. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is just flat cold this morning, and we'll give you the latest on that throughout the morning and about our wintry mix, which is arriving tonight. At 7:05, Newt Gingrich will join us, former Speaker of the House, man who is plugged into what's going on in Trump world. At 8:05, Greg Gutfeld from Fox News will join us. We'll learn about Rogue One from Christian Toto at 8:15, and at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. Larry O'Connor, he's still on vacation, but he's coming back on early next week, and joining us here today in his stead and filling the chair well is Jim Garrity, who is a senior political correspondent for National Review and a guy who is quite amusing if you follow him on Twitter. Jim, again, good morning to you, and thanks for being here on this very cold Friday morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here, and you say filling the chair. I'm just filling the chair heavily, I think is probably the better way of putting
well,
it.
Well, you know, you're doing a great job. Yeah. It's a difficult space to occupy. What we want to talk about now is Christmas songs. Now, look, I don't want to be a Grinch here. I love Christmas music.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm doing a special on this station the week of Christmas, in which I'll play a lot of my favorite Christmas music. And I will give you some details on that a little bit later. But what we wanted to know this morning, is there a song, a Christmas song that you hear on the radio or that you, and man, if you hear it, you punch out. You're done. You can't stand that song. Everybody has one of those Christmas songs that just drives them crazy that they dislike very, very intensely. What is yours? 888-630-9625. Jump on the line right now. Share with me your least favorite Christmas song. 1-888-630-WMAL. We've been talking about this morning, Jim, and you've prepared a couple of examples of the songs that you just absolutely detest.
Yeah, this is the kind of topic that will make a warm, happy gathering of friends suddenly turn into the Balkans. This is the new ketchup on hot dogs. This is the topic everybody's got a strong opinion about,
all right,
and knives will get drawn over it. I do a pop culture podcast, and we asked our folks on Twitter three very big winners, and the one that I nominated, and I was glad to see a wide swath of America agrees with me, Santa Baby is the bad, and I think Madonna's version is by far the worst.
Well, let's see if we got a little bit of that.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl.
Yeah.
Santa baby,
not one of my favorite songs, actually.
Down the chimney tonight.
All right, enough of that. So that one you said a lot of people dislike that one very strongly.
Yeah. We had three strong winners. That was one of them. The other two come from two beloved performers, but everybody agrees their Christmas songs are terrible. Look, everybody loves Paul McCartney, or almost everybody.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, almost everybody hates Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas.
Listen, this was the one on my list. I mean, look, I love the Beatles, but I never was a big fan, particularly of Wings, and Paul McCartney post Beatles. You know, I thought they really were silly love songs, and this song absolutely. When it comes on, I'm gone. Yeah, is that the most irritating?
The moon is right. The spirit's up.
It's like
we're here tonight, and that's enough.
Paul McCartney, you got to write a Christmas song, and he said, "Okay, give me 5 minutes." I mean, that's what he came up with. This is like it is the most repetitive, irritating song known to mankind.
Beatle maniacs want to punch him in the face after that song.
I know.
It's an odd thing. So the other thing is, you might think, okay, well, one of the Beatles must have had a good song.
Yeah. Well, in fact, let's go to John in Vienna has a thought on that. John, you're on with Brian and Jim Garrity this morning. What is your least favorite Christmas song?
It's that song by John Lennon, and if it comes on, I'm tuning out.
Do you mean this one?
So this is Christmas.
Right.
And what have you done?
All right, I'm tuning out.
No, we don't want to lose you, but... Let's get rid of that one, yeah. Yeah, that one, absolutely, I just go, no. And they play it all the time.
It's appropriate that the opening lyric is, "What have you done?" Because that's what most people felt like saying to John Lennon the first time they heard this song.
our very, very knowledgeable board operator is Mike McKay, as everybody knows here. Legend in the D.C. area. He has one, and I hadn't thought about it, but he's right about this. You have one that absolutely drives you crazy.
The 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
Brian,
yeah.
It's unbelievably destructive to my health.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It causes mental pain.
Yeah.
And I hear it, and I'm gone faster than our previous caller, John, was gone.
12 Days of Christmas. I mean, that does get a little repetitive.
The lyricist had access to a photocopier.
That's right. Listen, can we remember all of the 12 Days of Christmas?
You can.
Well, I tried it a minute ago, and I got most of them, but it took me a long time, but I can remember. Five golden rings. That's the one everybody remembers. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Another one where it sounds like you had an assignment, you totally procrastinated on it, you took your time. I need a 5-minute song? Well, what if we just repeated and we just counted numbers over and over and over again, you know?
Yeah, every once in a while they go through and they count up what would it cost to do the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's some outrageous number.
Partridge prices are just through the roof lately.
And where do you find 11 Lords of Leaping? I mean, you know, really, that's not something you just pick up at a local store, you know?
Price Club.
Let's go to the Price Club and get some Leaping Lords.
You get the dozen, and you keep the extra for next year.
How about John and Brandywine? John, good morning. You're on with Brian and Jim Garrity.
Good morning. I tell you, how about the dogs barking jingle bells?
That's a classic. But you know, it was amusing.
Yeah.
The first few times you heard it, and you say, "Well, that's
right.
Clever."
Yeah.
But then,
17 years later, and a million times, it's not.
Well, let me give you another one along that lines. It's sort of one of those, you know, comedy Christmas songs. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm done with that.
You know, cute the first time. The dogs and the jingle bells, that was a one bark wonder.
Yeah. one bark wonder. yeah, you're right. But I mean, but the grandma got run over by a reindeer.
I'm using the first time, and somehow it ended up on the Christmas classics. And like, no, parodies should not be classics.
That's right. How about Mike in Windsor? You're on with Brian and Jim Garrity. What's the one that drives you you just can't stand it?
Just hearing adult people go pa-rumpa pum pum, drives me crazy.
Oh, the little drummer boy.
I don't like little drummer boy.
Yeah,
I don't like
and I don't like the Christmas version of the advertisement of Cars for Kids.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Mike's on super secret probation. How about Brian and Sterling? What's the one that just drives you crazy?
Oh, I heard Barbara Streisand once. Jingle Bells? Oh, it is highly annoying.
Barbara Streisand, I don't think I've ever...
It's a very rapid version of Jingle Bells.
Hang on.
Sounds like she's on crack.
Our rapt producer, Heather Hunter, has found it.
One horse, open sleigh, all the fields we go, laughing all the way. Some bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Jingle all the way, oh, what fun it is to ride.
Yeah.
Is that normal speed, or is it being sped up?
I know, that's normal speed. Why would you sing it that fast on any circumstance?
Is she in a rush? She had to get somewhere?
I don't know. All right, well, Brian, thank you for that. Greatly appreciate it. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead. What is that song that you just can't stand? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Worst Christmas song ever. Now it's 6:15, time for traffic and weather. For 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now northbound, you're fine. No problems as you get past 32 and 175. That earlier incident cleared. It's southbound now, near the exit for BWI Airport with the crash, right as you pass the exit, and very slow traffic on the approach. Again, this is southbound side, BW Parkway, right near I-195. That's most of our activity for Maryland. We're in great shape through Annapolis and Bowie on 50, on 270, just brief delays through Hyattstown and Clarksburg. That's the thick of it. Virginia, 66, also a bit bunched up, eastbound through Falls Church, and 95, heading into Woodbridge, a little bit of stop and go. No problems on 210, and still a great time to get going across the Wilson Bridge with very light volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it is just flat cold here this morning. That's all you can say about it. It is just unbearable out there. A high today will be eventually 32 degrees. Tonight, look out. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is possible. The dreaded wintry mix, a low of 27. And then on Saturday, wintry mix turns to rain. So, I mean, if you get through about 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, you're going to be okay, I think, because the high on Saturday ultimately will be 52 degrees, maybe even reaching 60 on Sunday. So if you don't like the weather, just hang on. It'll get better, I promise you. Currently, though, in the nation's capital here in Northwest, 15 degrees, but it feels like it's 9. 617 on WMAL.
One horse, open sleigh, all the fields we go, laughing all the way. Some
bobtail ring. Brian Wilson, alongside Jim Garrity, filling in for Larry O'Connor, and we're asking you to give us your least favorite Christmas song. We talked about McCartney. We talked about John Lennon. We talked about Barbara Streisand. We've mentioned the fact that the barking dogs make us a little crazy, the barking dog singing Jingle Bell, and Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer is absolutely one that is off our list. Let's see what else is on the list. How about Tony in Fairfax? Tony, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. Brian and Jim, I'm sorry.
Hey, Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. When I start hearing the musical or the instruments for that, I just want to throw my phone.
Oh, hold on a minute. Let me help you out here.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's loading at.
That's the one, yeah. I'm with you on that. Of course, I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yeah, but by the third verse, it sounds like he's throwing his back out.
All right. Let's not put the guy in all kinds of pain there this morning. Jason in Baltimore, you're up next. What do you think? What's your least favorite Christmas song?
Actually, I have two songs, and one of these is going to get me in big trouble with my wife. The first one has to be Mariah Carey, All I Want Christmas.
Yeah, say that again.
Mariah Carey's song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, something like that.
Yeah, hang on. Okay. I think we have that right here. Hold on.
I didn't mind it the first 9,000 times I heard it.
Well, you know, there was that moment where she did this at Rockefeller Center, and somebody recorded, she did a lip sync, and somebody recorded what was actually going on in her mic while she was lip syncing, and it sounded horrible. Everybody said, she can't really sing, but she really can sing. She was just lip syncing, and everybody talks about that moment. All right, what's the other one, Jason?
Well, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. No, I love that.
Yeah.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, a lot of these
Prospero Año y Felicidad.
Yeah, if the first three or four times, they're okay. But if you end up with some sort of loop or that's stuck on the channel, then you're like, okay,
well, like we talked about these people the other day who have this big Christmas display in front of their house, and they're blasting Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah,
around the, it's rocking around the Christmas tree is what it was. How about Caroline in Lovettsville? And I have to disagree with you, Caroline. I actually really love this Christmas song.
Well, it's actually my husband who cannot stand that song.
Well, tell us what it is.
It's Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, that's a beautiful...
He hates it because he's like, yes, an angel just told you that you're going to have a baby.
He finds it illogical. Is your husband a Vulcan, ma'am?
No. No, an engineer.
Okay.
I think it's got a lovely melody. I like that song. And it's been done by everybody, it seems, in recent years. That's been the one. When people go and they record these Christmas albums because they're incredibly profitable. It's easy to do. You can put together 10 songs. Half of the songs you're going to record, you don't even have to pay royalties on because they're Christmas classics. They've been around for 1,000 years. So you don't have to pay royalties. You just do some kind of new arrangement of it and you go and you make a lot of money on this stuff. So it's a cheap way for artists to do this. And unfortunately, sometimes they don't spend a lot of time working on it.
You can kind of tell this has been, used the rapid one. I do think there's nice variety in the songs there. And I'm one of those guys who, doesn't mind having some religion in my holiday. So if you want to do something with a little more explicit about Christ, hey, go right ahead.
By Jan and Bristow, you're on with Brian and Jim this morning. What do you say, Jan?
Hi.
Hey,
morning.
This
falls into the funny the first time, but annoying after a while. Dominic the Italian Donkey.
Oh, excellent selection.
I don't think I even know this one.
Oh, really?
It's Dominic the Donkey, jing-a-ding-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey.
Really?
La, la,
I've never heard this.
La,
wow,
la,
you've lived a charmed life.
La, 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 la.
Well, I try to stay away from stuff that offend my ears. So, okay, that one definitely goes on my list. Thank you, Jan. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We've got a couple of songs that I want to talk about when we come back. I want to tell you what my favorite song is, and I'll tell you why I want to do that. And also, Paul is going to be in conflict with my friend Larry O'Connor, and I'll tell you about it. Stay on the line, Paul. I want to talk to you. 622.
This is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, fashion accessories, and more. Find your sparkle at the International Gem and Jewelry Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
All right, guys, listen, time is running out. You've just got a number of days left to get that special someone, that special lady in your life, the perfect Christmas gift. And, I know because, I know what guys are like. You're bereft, aren't you? You're bereft of ideas. You are just scratching your head saying, man, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to help you because I've got the answer. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram because, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. It's the ultimate solution because it combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Yeah, you get head-to-toe warmth. That means she'll be cozy in no time, and a cozy girlfriend, a cozy wife, is a good thing. Imagine some of the things you can get here, like the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a hoodie footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at pajamagram.com and save $60. You don't have time, don't have time to wrap, not a problem, because they all come gift ready, they're ready to go, they're already wrapped up. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery is included, so visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That number again is 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local DC Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Don't mess with climbing a ladder to clean your clogged gutters. Call LeafGuard today. LeafGuard lets the water in and keeps the leaves and debris out. Best of all, it comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, LeafGuard will clean them for free. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's year-end sale. Get low monthly payments plus 50% off all downspouts. And just for WMAL listeners, LeafGuard will make a $25 donation to Fisher House in your name with every in-home estimate. 703-291-3114 or find out more at briangutters.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's 6:25. More of your calls straight ahead. Right now, it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway still in the hot seat on this cold morning. Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound. Looks like all lanes are stopped at the exit for 195. That's the exit for the BWI airport. Northbound side, you can get through. You can get to the exit. But again, it's on the southbound stretch with the crash. If you're getting on or joining on the BW Parkway, say from Route 100 or 32 and pushing south, no troubles and no delays heading down toward the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, better than normal. Nice Friday trip here as you head through Riverdale and Chevrolet on 50. 295, bit of the stop and go past East Capitol Street. Virginia Beltway, we had an overnight car fire. It had been extinguished, taken care of, and with the cold temperatures, had some icy conditions now on the Beltway that crews are dealing with on the outer loop in Tyson's, right near 123 in the left lane. Traffic update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces, non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Clouds will increase from this morning into the afternoon with a high only reaching 32. A light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is possible tonight with a low of 27. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, currently in the nation's capital, 15 degrees, feels like 9 degrees. It's just flat cold out there. 6:27 on WMAL. So we're taking calls. Jim Garrett and I are sitting here and talking about our least favorite Christmas songs, and we want to know what yours is. Let's go to Curtis and Leesburg. Leesburg, you're on with Brian and Jim this morning. What do you think, Curtis? What's your least favorite Christmas song?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. My least favorite song is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee. I sort of like that one.
That's one, if you the first two times, it's fine. After that, you get stuck in an elevator when it's played over and over again.
Yeah.
Insanity will ensue.
All right. Let's see if we can get Cut 15 queued up here, Mike, and go to Paula in Tacoma Park. You're on with Brian and Jim Garrity this morning. What do you say, Paula?
Well, actually, it's Tacoma, Washington.
I'm sorry. Wow.
Listen to you guys on iHeartRadio.
Okay.
Well, anyhow, my least favorite Christmas song has got to be by Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I love that.
A favorite one of my boys.
Yeah.
And my younger son might as well be called Alvin, considering the tone I use.
So I want to tell you about my favorite Christmas song. And I'll tell you, and why I'm doing this is I'm changing topics because I'm doing a Christmas special that's going to run the week of Christmas here on WMAL. An hour of music that I like, music I think you'll like. We'll do some interviews with Ricky Skaggs and Larry Gatlin. And I found this song that has become my new favorite Christmas song. I thought I knew everything that Elvis had ever done, but I had never heard this song.
Christmas.
Some of that in your life right there. So that'll be on the special. And also, I just want to give you a heads up, and you got to find this show when we put it on the air, because Larry O'Connor, who sits in that chair normally, has a song that he sings, a Christmas song he sings every single day of the year. During a commercial break, I'll be sitting here, and he will just launch into, you ready, sleigh ride. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing.
He's done that at happy hour a few times.
Has he really?
Yes. What's wrong?
What's wrong with you? I say it's August, and he's singing sleigh ride. Well, I got him to actually record the song. And after a lot of auto-tuning, we will play it for you in this Christmas special, and you do not want to miss it. We'll give you more details on that as we get a little closer to and tell you where you can hear the Brian Wilson Christmas special, 6:29 on WMAL. Time to talk about what's coming up next. We're going to be talking about some innovative fast food news. Right now, 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and it is very cold this morning. Of course, it's winter, but still, it comes as kind of a shock, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Jeff Marr.
We had a very mild November for a large majority of the eastern half of the country. We had all that cold air that was bottled up across portions of Siberia. Now all that cold air has spilled our way, and boy, do we feel it as we start off this morning.
And most of the Washington area is also under a winter weather advisory starting tonight at midnight. Could get some snow, sleet, and freezing rain overnight before it changes over to just rain tomorrow morning. New details are still coming out about the alleged Russian hacking activity targeting Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party during the campaign.
Now, investigators haven't found evidence directly linking back to Putin, but officials believe that because of the nature of the operation, he would have had to give the orders on what to do with the stolen emails. And the hacking hasn't stopped. Law enforcement sources tell CNN that the FBI is now investigating hacking attempts after the election targeting Clinton campaign staffers. A campaign official tells CNN that they've received notices as recently as last week indicating attempts to get into their private email accounts. Officials say that despite Russian expectations of better relations with the incoming Trump administration, they expect that the Russian hacking activity is going to continue largely unabated.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Police in Washington State this morning say a standoff is over. A gunman is in custody following the shooting of a police officer responding to a call. The Washington State Patrol says the 61-year-old officer is in serious but stable condition. Another court appearance set for this morning in D.C. for the North Carolina man accused of firing a shot inside a Washington pizzeria while investigating a false news story. 28-year-old Edgar Welch faces federal and local gun charges. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,852, the Nasdaq at 54.57. Sports: Seattle clinches an NFC division title with a win over the Rams. College basketball, a win for GW. The Wizards take on the Pistons tonight. The Caps meet the Hurricanes on the road. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Moving your business with success takes a special touch. Hello, I'm Bud Morset of Interstate Moving, Relocation, and Logistics. Whether it's moving, warehousing, inventory management, or distribution, Interstate's 70 years of experience will get you through the most challenging projects. From medical facilities to data centers and office space, our unmatched expertise and affordability are legendary. Delivering meticulous care and reliability, our exclusive Top Hat service is your guarantee that the industry's finest movers and logisticians are with you every step of the way. Ready for your next business move? Interstate can help. Call today for a complimentary site visit and consultation from Interstate, your one-stop shop for all your moving and logistics needs. Call Interstate today at 844-220-MOVE. That's 844-220-MOVE. Or visit us at moveinterstate.com/biz. Interstate, your next step, your best move.
If your carpets are like mine, they probably need a truly deep cleaning, and now is the time before the holidays, and Zero Res is ready to help with a really generous deal, the Zero Res 1010 Holiday Offer. Call and book your cleaning today, and Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you'll save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning, so this way everybody wins. You've heard me talk about Zero Res and the amazing clean they give your carpets. They clean my carpets, leaving them smelling fresh, feeling soft, looking brand new again. Listen, Zero Res always guarantees their work. All technicians patients or company employees, drug tested, background checked, bonded. They respect your time with prompt appointment arrivals. Plus, they bring their own water, so your supply is not tapped into. Don't delay. Get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 10-10 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimum supply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, a McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit.
Don't forget about this year's unused flex spending dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 866-487-9600 or visit smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, we have a stalled car, so heads up if you're on the Beltway over near FedEx Field. This will be on the outer loop northbound. North of 214 Central Avenue as you come up to Arena Drive in the left lane. Starting to see the volume through that stretch, so at least that helps slowing down safely to get past, again, this broken down car on the Beltway. Leaving Brandywine and heading in toward Clinton. Oh, crews are still dealing with this crash. Northbound 5 at Surratt's Road under police direction. Big delays on 5 as a result. Make the trip on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Park police say they're now letting the shoulder get by. Southbound side, BW Parkway, right at the exit for BWI at 195, but big delays there. Not so much of any delays on 270. You get a break on this Friday morning. Same story with 66, both inside and outside of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be another cold day on this Friday with increasing clouds and a high eventually around 32. But a light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is possible late with a low of 27. Transition to rain during the weekend with highs in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 14 in Centerville, 16 in Greenville, 18 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Remax. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Newt Gingrich will join us to talk about what's going on with all of the transition in Trump. Newt, of course, very plugged into the thinking of one Donald Trump, so that'll be interesting. Coming up at 8:05, I don't think I've interviewed him before. Greg Gutfeld is going to be on the show. At 8:15, Christian Toto. You know, we're getting that new Rogue One Star Wars movie, and we're going to talk with Christian Toto about that at 8:15. 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. Joining us now here in the studio is Jim Garrity from the National Review. He's a senior political correspondent over there and filling in today for Larry O'Connor. Good morning to you, Jim.
It's great to be here, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Do you like fast food?
I try not to, but I have succumbed to the temptation every now and then, more frequently.
I love fast food. I especially
have it your way.
I love to have it my way. Well, listen, you're going to be able to have it your way at Burger King. Have you heard about this thing that's going on here, Jim? Burger King says, look, you know, we all get that Christmas gift that we go, man, I don't want this. I mean, haven't you gotten that thing you know, somebody thought it's the perfect thing for you, but you look at it and you go, never in a million years would I wear that, would I use that.
Oh, that's original. Yeah. I have nothing like it. And you're thinking to yourself, for a reason.
Yeah. Well, on December 26th, in a few select locations around the world, if you get one of those gifts that you don't like, you'll be able to go to Burger King and trade it in for a Whopper. So you say, here, I don't want this. I got this as a Christmas gift, and I want a Whopper instead. They would then give you a Whopper, and then they will take that present and donate it to charity. So you know, your trash is somebody else's, hopefully, treasure.
I was going to say, that sounds really good, unless it's like just a really lousy gift. And then, like, these poor people. Look at this like tacky sweater or the tie that goes with nothing or something.
Yeah.
Poor people can go back and exchange it again? get a Whopper?
Yeah, they can come back and say, well, I don't really want this. Thank you for giving me this Burger King. I'd rather have another Whopper. So you could just keep going back with the same gift over and over and over, couldn't you? That same gift might come back through the Burger King 4 or 5 times.
Do they take Christmas fruitcake?
No. You know? Now, that would be something. Yeah. Because we can get rid of that fruitcake and we can get a Whopper. That'd be great. Of course, you could get a Christmas fruitcake as a gift, and you could say that's an unwanted gift. Yeah. And then you take it to them, and they'd say, okay, we'll take it. Here's your Whopper.
You know, I think maybe a new metaphor for a bad Christmas gift could now be called a pre-Whopper.
The pre-Whopper.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, you got one? Yeah, it was a pre-Whopper of a gift, let me tell you.
Yeah. Now, McDonald's has got some stuff going on. You know, look, I think going forward, because we are so lazy in society today, we want everything delivered to us, right? We don't want to, you know, we're so fat and slovenly that we can't even, as a culture, get up and go now to get our fast food. We want the fast food delivered to us quickly. And so that's something that's going to be happening more and more with McDonald's, where, of course, I'm loving it. Everybody loves McDonald's, right? And so they're going to have some 200 restaurants around the country are going to start having, you ready for this? I never thought the day would come. McDonald's delivery. That's right. You know, so what does a hamburger cost? $1.50 at McDonald's, you know?
They have a 99-cent menu most of the time, yeah.
So you're going to spend, what, probably a pretty exorbitant fee to have a $1 hamburger delivered to your house, right? That doesn't make a lot. I mean, the delivery cost would probably be more than the entire order. But nonetheless, if you have this thing called Uber Eats on your phone, this app you can get, and some of the cities, let's see, places like Orlando, Tampa, Miami, these are all test markets. Mm-hmm. This is going to happen, folks. This is going to happen in your neighborhood soon. You're going to be able to go to your phone and say, man, I want a Big Mac and some fries and a chocolate milkshake, and you're going to go tap, tap, tap on your phone, and in a few minutes it's going to arrive.
That's like one step away from the Star Trek replicator.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And it will appear right there for you.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad idea.
I'm assuming they're using cars because the Amazon drones were booked that day.
Yeah, they are going to use cars. But here's the thing. I think we're going to see more and more. You talk about delivery by drone. Mm-hmm. Amazon just did their first big drone delivery.
I heard about that. Someone told me Amazon droned somebody. I was picturing a hellfire strike.
No. This is one of the delivery of some product by drone. And then in this D.C. area, they got this thing going on. Are you ready? Where they have these little robots. They're little six-wheeled robots about the size of a baby buggy that will move around the city on the sidewalks and deliver stuff. Amazon may use them one day. Maybe you'll get your pizza delivered by one of these robots from your neighborhood pizzeria. It'll just come rolling up the sidewalk and beep at you. You come out and unlock it and get your pizza and send it on its way.
Man, where's R2 with my pizza?
This is what we're headed into. You know, so the food delivery, it's the thing of the future. 642 on WMAL.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Boy, do I love this time of year, because it's hard to find a person that doesn't totally love the holiday spirit. And while everyone is into the season of giving, don't forget that 1-800-Flowers.com has amazing deals on bouquets, arrangements, and holiday goodies. I think the best way to ring in the holidays is to send your friends and loved ones any of 1-800-Flowers' seasonal favorites. And right now, 1-800-Flowers is offering a 25% discount site-wide. That's 25% off any stunning bouquet or arrangement you choose. They have an amazing selection of sweets, treats, and bouquets. And 25% off site-wide at 1-800-Flowers.com is an amazing holiday deal you just can't pass up. Every bouquet and arrangement is backed by their 100% smile guarantee. If you or a loved one have any issues, 1-800-Flowers will make it right no matter what, no questions asked. For 25% off, go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon and enter the code Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click on the radio icon and enter the code Larry.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. Optima Tax Relief.
When everyone's home for the holidays, they expect their favorite foods.
I wait all year for that sausage stuffing.
I only use Premio sausage. Premio started 40 years ago as a neighborhood Italian butcher shop, making fresh, authentic Italian sausage.
Hey!
You're eating all the Premio! With butcher-quality cuts of pork, seasoning, spice, and nothing else. No fillers. Traditional Italian ingredients used for generations. Dig in. Mouth-watering taste in every bite. That's what Premio brings to the table.
Premio. The way sausage should be.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, it was an overnight car fire that had been gone for hours on the outer loop of the Beltway in the Tysons area near 123. But then as the commute started, callers were saying, it looks like we have a little bit of icy conditions in that area. So that's why crews are dealing with the icy conditions. Block the left lane. Just the briefest of distractions as you head through that area. But be careful on the outer loop at 123. Now, just as I said, all lanes are open on 66. Crews responding to the crash. Eastbound 66. It's going to be after 50 Fairlakes, Fair Oaks as you come up to 123. And I'm watching one of the VDOT trucks riding along the right side, right shoulder. So just keep alert eastbound prior to the Capitol Beltway. Out of Brandywine and into Clinton, trying to recover. It looks like lanes have been reopened. Northbound on 5 at Surratt's Road, but still some activity to check out. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway also moving better. Southbound at the exit for I-195, exit for BWI Airport. That crash now looks like that's cleared out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Going to be a cold Friday as clouds increase from this morning to the afternoon. The high today only near 32. And a light mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain may move in overnight with a low of 27. It'll be a rainy weekend with highs in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 15 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by V&F Office Products.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
It is really cold out there, ladies and gentlemen. You just got to be warned that when you walk out this morning, it is bone-chilling temperatures you're going to be experiencing. Joining us on the line right now is Chris Geldart, who is the director of the D.C. District of Columbia Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. Chris, what do you do in a situation like that where it's so cold? Because you have people out there. I mean, a lot of people who are homeless in this town are already in shelters, but there are a small number who are not. What do you do to make sure those people are protected?
Yeah, that's true. We actually get out there. We have our human services department working with our behavioral health folks that get out on the street and actually engage with the people out there. And we provide other options for them. Most of them don't want to come into an existing shelter. That's not something that they want to do, or they would already be there in this situation. So we get out there. We talk with them. We provide them other options, like a warming center, one of our libraries, or one of our DPR facilities that we'll have open for this this kind of event, to make sure that they have other opportunities to come in.
Chris, how does this cold snap compare to past ones you guys have dealt with over the years in D.C.?
You know, it's about the same. I think the one we dealt with year before last lasted about 7 to 10 days, I think we had in that one in January. You know, that was the first time we really got concerned, at least in my 5-year tenure here, for our homeless population, those that are still out there. And that's when we created the plan that we were actually executing yesterday, today, and it will be tomorrow.
You say you send out people who are sort of expert in dealing with situations like this. But, I mean, what do you say to people who say, tell you, I don't want to come to your center. I don't want to come into out of the cold.
Yeah, and you know, we continue to work with them, and we actually, the Metropolitan Police Department is also really good at engaging the community with us as well, and they're out there with us, which provides us another option. We spend the time out there on the street with the folks to try to, you know, convince them that, you know, that this is a danger to them, and the last thing the city wants is to lose anybody because of the cold. And if we still have folks that just absolutely are adamant they will not come in, then we'll bring them in and bring them to a place so that they can be observed for a period of time, about 24 hours.
Wow. And at least you could then save their lives, right?
Yes, exactly. And that's an extremes case, yeah. And we try not to do that at all. I was out there at 4 o'clock in the morning last year with two MPD officers that spent 45 minutes talking to a young lady, yeah. And finally got her to just come in without having to go to that extreme. So
very quickly, if people see something then they think that person needs help, what should they do?
They could call 311 or they can call the UPO hotline, and that number is listed up on our website, and that's www.hsema.dc.gov.
All right, Chris Geldart, Director of the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. Thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you, sir.
It is now 6:50.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WML listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
The holiday shopping season is here, which means savings are everywhere. But toys, electronics, and clothes aren't the only things on sale. New Look Home Design wants to get in on the fun, too, by offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. That's the same as getting half your roof for free. You see, most people put off getting a new roof until the spring, which means winter months can get a little quiet for roofers. But New Look Home Design roofers want to work 12 months out of the year and are ready to go. That's why New Look Home Design is offering 50% off all materials when you sign up for a new roof before the new year. And did you know New Look replaces most roofs in a single day? Don't wait until the spring to get a new roof when you can get 50% off all materials by calling New Look Home Design today. And remember, we replace most roofs in a single day. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
It is now time to check in and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's John Lesher.
Good morning. President Obama and his family are heading to Honolulu for his final Christmas in Hawaii as Commander-in-Chief. Chinese leaders have meted to set economic goals for 2017. President-elect Donald Trump has vowed to press Beijing by raising import tariffs, which could threaten Chinese industries that support millions of jobs. It's quadruple witching day on Wall Street. This is when a whole bunch of stock options and stock futures expire. So expect higher trading volumes and also a lot of trading volatility. Right now, stock futures are rising. The Dow is less than 150 points from the magic 20,000 mark, and it's on pace for its sixth straight week of gains. There are no earnings reports today and just one economic report. That will give us data on housing starts and building permits for November. Both are expected to decline after an unusually big spike in October. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know, they picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief. 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So happy to say that we're improving on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're coming southbound near the exit for BWI, they've cleared the crash out of the travel lanes. And on this Friday morning, clearing up pretty quickly here. So stick with it. Beyond through Jessup and heading through Laurel down to the Beltway, lighter than normal. Improving as well, heading out of Brandywine up to Clinton. But we still have some activity to watch for northbound 5 at Surratt's Road. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. Virginia, 66 eastbound. They were able to get that crash quickly to the shoulder, but below speed as you come past the Fairfax County Parkway toward 123. And on the outer loop of the Beltway, Tysons, they still have one lane blocked. Had an overnight car fire, then icy conditions, and that's why that left lane is blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for cold today, 32 with the ultimate high. The wintry mix starts in at about 11 o'clock tonight. A light mix of snow, sleet, or freezing rain, which will continue through the early morning hours of Saturday. But listen, if you get through that, things will be better because by midday Saturday, we're talking about temperature 52 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, 15 degrees.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action.
Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Now is the time to shop at Riccardi in Georgetown. Riccardi Clothier brings you the finest selection of Italian designs and fabrics. For a limited time, super 150 suits, usually $1,230, now $599. Get ready for black tie events with a tuxedo and accessories from Riccardi at half off the regular price. Plus, you won't find a better selection of Italian silk ties in D.C., normally $100 each, now three for $100. Riccardi's in Georgetown at the corner of Wisconsin and O Streets, 202-338-5300 or RiccardiClothier.com.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Ni hao, Mr. Governor. One of the most important positions in Donald Trump's new administration is going to be the U.S. ambassador to China. That job is going to Iowa Governor Terry Branstad. Ni hao is how you say hello in Chinese. Governor Branstad will need to bring all of his Chinese knowledge to bear if he's going to be successful in this critical new role. Branstad has something rare, though, a deep personal connection with Chinese President Xi Jinping. They met back in 1985 when Branstad was in his first stint as governor and have stayed in close touch ever since. Iowa is a huge agricultural exporter to China. Though he is certainly perfect for the job, the U.S. faces potential conflicts with China over the South China Sea, currency manipulation, trade issues, and over Taiwan. I can't remember how you say avoid conflict in Chinese, but for the sake of the military and economic stability of the world, let's hope Governor Branstad does. Follow me on Twitter at Rep Mike Rogers. Something to think about.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-331-2240. 800-331-2240. 800-331-2240.
Coming up on WMAL in just a few moments, we'll be joined by former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. And Facebook says it's going to make a determination on what and is not fake news. Are you okay with that? We'll discuss. 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM.